John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz.
Hi there.
You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Right.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Let's go to our automated announcer.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
You got it, Del.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Boy, we had some fun in that last break.
Yeah. There was just some guy calling from Sacramento that we were talking to on the telephone during the break.
And he had a conversation with us that he will remember for the rest of his life.
Hope so.
My God.
That was big fun.
If there was ever an advertisement for satellite radio, that should have been it.
Yeah. That was a delightful conversation that we had.
I don't even know if that would pass on satellite radio.
I don't think it would.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. But it was fun.
It sure was.
Do you think his four-year-old son was in the car with him when he said that?
If he was, I sure hope he had the phone up to his ear. Not his four-year-old son, the guy, not the father.
Right.
Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike.
Anyway, we have lots of fun. The all-caller show is even continuing during the commercials today.
KEC.
Oh, spooky. One man's in critical condition after the discovery of the deadly poison ricin at a hotel across from a water treatment plant in Las Vegas. We're also hearing, however, now, this evening, that guy has been in the hospital for 2 weeks. It wasn't until last night that the National Guard, the police,
I think it's the same guy. Hey, is this the dude that we were just talking to during the commercials?
Yeah, but you're still kind of on commercials, and I hear you talking on the air. So this
now, see the delay. You're listening on delay.
We're actually back.
We're back. Well, you're on the air right now. So did you enjoy that conversation we had with you during the break?
Yeah.
Good.
Why would you say such an awful filthy thing?
Yeah, okay.
We were shocked.
Why would you say such an awful filthy
thing? I was not calling from Sacramento. I was calling from Granite Bay.
Where's Granite Bay?
Higher per capita income than Beverly Hills.
Same thing. Area code 916.
Yeah, it's north of Sacramento.
Oh, it's the same area.
Northern California.
It's the same. Yes, it is. Your whole tone is the same area.
How did it feel?
I'm going to be civil with you, Don, because we're very similar.
Listen, we went through this guy off the air.
And it's okay that he's gay.
You know, you would have thought that after all that, he'd be more fun.
No, he's humorless.
Just the same.
Right.
Anyway, at one point, I don't want everyone out of the joke on this.
Right.
At one point, you had me, Mike, Buzz, Joe, and Rob all saying to this guy, say you do something.
Right.
We wanted him to say that he enjoys eating a certain man's body part.
Say it.
We must have said it 50 times.
We all said we do it, and then he finally came along.
And then when he finally did, we all called him a faggot and hung up on him.
Just like, really, middle school. It was big fun. It really was.
And that was him, and you can tell he still didn't get it.
No, flew far over his head.
He was like going, hey, I can't.
And incidentally, when that flies over your head, that's trouble.
He was saying, hey, I can't say that. And Mike Jepson goes, why can't you say that? I enjoy eating.
Yeah.
And then Buzz says,
sure.
I enjoy eating it. And the guy, the tool says, I tell you what. I'll say it if Rob says it.
So Rob runs in from the other room and says, sorry, I'm late, sir. I was just out eating.
Right. And then the guy says, well, okay.
Then we said, what do you like to eat? And he says, eh. And then we go, fag.
Finally said it and then back from break.
Yeah. It's like eighth grade. It was a blast. You should do it at home.
It's fantastic.
All weekend.
It was pretty good.
There's some news for you.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. We're talking about Las Vegas, where last night the National Guard, the police, and the hazmat crew showed up at this hotel across from the water treatment plant because a drop of ricin the size of a pinhead can be fatal, and they found a lot more than that. Used sometimes for treating cancer, ricin is 6,000 times more deadly than cyanide. This was a container of 100% ricin, and officials say there was enough of it to be of concern.
I hope Wayne's okay.
I'm sure he is.
I don't want any ricin in my audience. This
man said he enjoys eating seeds.
Well, what about terrorists? Are they involved with this?
Not that we know of. Not that we've heard so far. It doesn't seem that way. And especially since we now know this is a case that's apparently been brewing for a couple of weeks now. One man, the story we've been given, is that a man says he found this container in a bag while retrieving stuff from one of the rooms at Extended Stay America.
One thing I know is how to be a cowboy.
That's
welcome
right
to the ranch.
Yes, Siri, I hope they don't drop any of that into my Caesar salad.
You ate how many just to lose weight, right?
I lost weight on a steady diet of Caesar salads.
Did you eat anything else?
I would eat nothing besides Caesar salads except for C.
Why did you lose so much weight and get in shape?
I wanted to kill my brother.
What about Johnny Carson making all those jokes about you?
He made effeminate jokes about me.
Yeah.
Like I was gay.
Yeah.
I went to his office,
right,
and I said, you know, the joke stops now.
Nice. All right. Now, Wayne, I understand the entire cast elected you to say something. You have something you want to say to Jane?
Yes, on behalf of the entire cast and crew, Jane, we want you to know how very much we love you. We're keeping you in our hearts and our prayers.
I hope he's safe. Be safe, Jane.
Seven people were taken to the hospital for observation after coming near the stuff. The area is now quarantined. The investigation is on.
And that makes me want to kill Jerry Newton.
Of course. But that's not all.
Your brother Jerry.
That's not all in Las Vegas. Another scare. The feds say as many as 40,000 people may have been infected with HIV and hepatitis at a Las Vegas clinic.
Good heavens.
All 40,000 got anesthesia by injection at the clinic's endoscopy center over the last 4 years.
That's a merry mix-up.
All 40,000 are advised to get tested regularly now.
Oh, now I'm really going to lose weight.
Some acute cases of Hep C have already turned up in southern Nevada.
Which is the bad Hep?
That's the bad one. Hep C.
Hep C?
That's the worst one. Right. Yes, of the three.
Hep C cola.
None of them are great.
Join the Hep C people.
Diet Hep C. Hep C light.
Hep C generation.
And the latest recall today comes from the Vatican. If the priest didn't say Father, Son, and Holy Ghost at your kid's baptism, he or she has to go back and have it done again. To be less sexist, some priests have used Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, or words to that effect. Today, the Vatican said that's void. Those kids have to be
Pope
rebaptized.
You know, I tell you, somebody's screwed up with the words of the ceremonies, mm-hmm, and you know, I got to run it with an iron fist. But I'll deal with it on Monday. It's weekend time. It's Friday, and I'm going out to the mall this weekend to buy some new red loafers, some red leather loafers, and pictures of kittens.
Hey, how do you say in Latin, keep eating C-O-C?
Carpe C-A. Thank you very much. Glad I could help you.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Prosecutors in the steroid perjury case against Barry Bonds suffered a setback with a ruling by a federal judge today. Defense motion was granted, claiming that charges against Bonds were improperly structured. The judge has also ordered that Bonds' grand jury testimony be unsealed. The Roger Clemens case.
I think he misremembers.
Clemens' case is now in the hands of the FBI. Congress turned it over to the Justice Department. Justice handed it to the FBI. The question of whether Clemens lied, perjured himself before Congress about using steroids and HGH. FBI and IRS agents were in the gallery watching as Clemens testified that he'd never touched the stuff. Clemens' former trainer testified he injected Clemens 16 times, and the trainer is not being investigated by the FBI.
I know we talked about this yesterday. In the 24 hours that have passed, the Houston Astros have asked him, mm-hmm, to leave and stop helping the minor leaguers learn how to throw pitches. And here's why they said... How many guys are normally at spring training?
Lots
in the big
of 70
league?
Guys, 70, 80 guys. When they first come down there, you got minor leaguers, you got every level of minor league baseball, and you got the major league team.
So they had a split squad, right, and Roger Clemens was working with all of their bare bones rookies, like the guys that are just A-ball guys.
Right.
And there were 75 members of the press corps covering the guys who don't have a chance to make the team.
Wow.
Meanwhile, at the Astros' regular facility, mm-hmm, the players were walking around and going, where are the reports?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Not too much of a distraction.
Does anybody cover the fact that we still play baseball here? So finally someone in the Astros, mm-hmm, said to Clemens, it'll be a good idea if you stop showing up.
Lay low for a
man,
while.
Man, I'd like to know who's the guy that authorized him to be there anyway. I mean, Rob Spiewak raises his hand.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Rob.
I regret it.
And of course you do. And the two doctors for Heath Ledger are being investigated today after the young actor died of a deadly combination of prescription meds. These two doctors apparently prescribed two of the six drugs in Heath's body, Vicodin and Oxycontin.
I thought they were off the hook.
No.
I read they were off the hook today.
No, they just launched.
They are off the hook, Mike, but you can't take a lot of them at once. But, man, if you take them slowly, It's off the hook.
Off the muscle.
Hazizi. Holla.
Holla.
Prisoner, I want to see my lawyer. Guard, no problem. He's in the next cell. A new report says one out of every 99 adult Americans is behind bars in this country.
I guess the word is anal.
Uh-huh. Anal.
In this country's 232-year history, that is the highest percentage ever. By comparison, China with
its... Stay cool.
There's a lawyer now. China with its extra billion people has 800,000 fewer people in jails and prisons than we do.
Yeah, but the last time I checked, China's also...
effed.
Yeah.
We may be the ones who have it backwards. We spend $49 billion a year on prisons.
Yeah, you ever see what they do to Chinese prisoners? They take them out and put a bullet in the back of their head.
I was going
to
say, Buzz, agreed, but China,
right?
China's still backwards.
Yeah, except we're spending $49 billion a year on prisoners, which is six times what we spend on education.
But we have better human rights.
Yes,
we
do.
I'm not
saying they're better than we are. I'm saying when it comes to prisoners.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, okay.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
Studies have repeatedly shown that education prevents
incarceration. Well, then why don't you move there?
Why don't you marry
I will.
You don't want us to start calling you red again.
In yesterday's
Isn't it already enough that you don't believe in God?
No, it isn't enough.
Now you want to start this whole thing that you're for China?
I want it all. That's right.
Communist China?
Go, China, go. Yeah,
Rice,
that's me.
Rice Burbank.
In yesterday's presidential press conference, Mr. Bush was asked about the prospect that gas prices could hit $4 a gallon this summer. Quoting the president, "That's interesting. I hadn't heard that."
I saw him say this. It blew me away.
It was our lead story the day before the press conference. 72-year-old John McCain, meanwhile, says he thinks 47-year-old Barack
Obama... I brandish from dynamite.
McCain says he thinks Obama is living in the past. McCain's talking about what he calls the politics of the past. He says Obama is, quote, talking about what happened before. He should be talking about what we're going to do now. And
he should be driving my limo.
And what we're going to do now is...
I'm John McCain. I saw driving Miss Daisy.
That's what he says in private. I just can't believe that. He won't win. I'm going to win.
Cindy, you need some more Botox.
And what we're going to do now, says McCain, is continue this strategy, which is succeeding in Iraq.
And what's the deal with, okay, that's, let's move past that.
All right.
McCain's wife,
uh-huh.
So that we don't get in hot water here. Does she have a stroke or something?
I think she suffered a stroke a few years back, a couple of years ago.
Okay, because I look at her and she looks like one of the desperate housewives who's had the plastic surgery.
I think
gone.
She's fully recovered from it, but I'm not quite sure. I think she's, I'm not sure, but I did read where that had occurred. She's not that old a woman. I think she's 52.
I let her give me a stroke.
She's the she's the upgrade, right?
Yes. Yeah, she's the trade-up.
She's 2.0. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since Saturday Night Live got this much attention in the news. People talked about it on Monday. Hillary mentioned in the debate on Tuesday.
And the sketch wasn't even funny.
And today, an article about whether the guy who played Obama is too white. Cast member Fred Armisen is not African-American. He wore a slight darkening makeup to play Obama. It's like blackface, only pale, a coffee with a lot of cream.
Yeah, hold on a second. Time out.
Sure.
Billy Crystal, I'm sorry to bring his name up.
Oh, yeah, no.
He did the same goddamn thing when he pretended to be Sammy Davis Jr.
You're absolutely
right. That shows you where we are. We're more sensitive today than we were back then.
And there's only one black guy on the current Saturday Night Live cast, and he's big and
sloppy. He looks
sloppy,
like Al Roker.
Big and sloppy, fat. And
right.
Hal Mitchell.
I didn't see the bit, but I saw the picture, and the guy, the cast member of multi-nationalities, sure did look like Barack Obama. And the last time I checked, Barack Obama has got some type of mix happening, doesn't he?
And everybody is missing the point.
Right.
The Saturday Night Live sketch wasn't effing funny. That's the thing.
A Chicago columnist, you see, argued that an African-American actor should have been playing Obama instead.
Oh, come on.
Like, you know who would have been good? I bet they think Ving Rhames would have been good.
Yeah.
How would that have been?
There you go.
We cool, Hillary.
We cool.
Sidney Poitier.
There is no you and me.
Although I want to say, Mike did have the best idea. If they do that skit again this week, here's how you do it. I'll be Obama and you be Hillary.
All right.
Wolf Blitzer says, we'll go to break and be right back during the debate. Baby.
Yes, Barack.
I know what you need.
I'm so exhausted from this campaign. It's so grueling.
I want you to be my running mate. And I want you to run with me. I want you to run with me all the way down to room 213.
If I run with you, I'll have to sleep with you.
Baby, I would have it no other way. Let me put the coffee in your cream.
Barack, do me. That's what we were thinking.
That's what it would go
They might want to go a little more edgy on Saturday Night Live.
Baby, you're so... Loosen up. When's the last time a man was with you, baby?
1981.
And I'm telling you, the next day you would see Hillary Clinton come out, and it would be like, oh, my God.
That's right. How dare I for questioning his leadership?
Yes, I would be happy to be the vice president to Barack Obama. Oh, Barack, you dropped your pen. I got to go down on the floor and get your pen again.
Baby.
Oh, baby.
Producer Lauren Michaels says his faux Obama will be back on the show tomorrow night.
Did I ever tell you? I can see the roots in your hair from this angle, baby.
Oh, stroke the roots. Please stroke the roots.
The Don and Mike Show. Rock on, brother. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Well, here's what I want to do. I want to you and 14 other people like you.
Come again?
It's wild, isn't it?
That's wild, isn't it, Mike?
I better bring my rubbers.
How about that, Regis?
That was funny.
That was funny.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
We're still getting legal interpretations of today's Barry Bonds ruling by a judge in San Francisco, and now what we're hearing is essentially what the judge did was throw out the indictment against Barry Bonds. It was a victory for him today, and prosecutors have been instructed that if they want to prosecute Bonds, they're going to have to go back and start all over again. And now an update on our story from the other day about the casting director for the new scary movie with the lovely Julianne Moore.
Oh, right. We looked at her picture. We all decided we liked her. Yeah. We like her a lot.
That was a hell of a publicity photo.
It was. The casting director, you'll recall, posted a notice in West Virginia for inbreds.
West Virginia.
She said she was looking for people with physical oddities. Yesterday, the casting director was fired. Quoting the producers of Shelter, we regret
Who are these people?
Exactly. We are regret and are deeply sorry for the very insensitive casting call.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Sent out without our knowledge.
Guys, casting directors are normally so incredibly sensitive.
And what the hell? First they want to do the real-life Beverly Hillbillies. They can't do that. Now right. They want to do a show about inbreds. They can't do that.
Well, the trick is, if you're going to look for inbreds, you don't say inbreds. Right. You know, you mask that language. And then
special relationships.
There you go.
Charlie and Harrigan.
Right, like them.
Like that.
Charlie Brown.
Harrigan.
By the way, the producers say the movie isn't even set in West Virginia. It'll be partly filmed in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Exactly. I like that reaction. Pittsburgh. What has the world come to when Victoria's Secret decides it's gotten too sexy?
Oh,
yeah.
Company's chief executive yesterday says it has. Sharon J.
Turney. Vagina!
Sharon J. Turney says she plans to tone it all down. Quoting her, we have forgotten the ultra-feminine. Sometimes sex doesn't sell as women as well as
does. Hold on, just a second. Hold on.
Yes.
Right now, I need Superman to do like he did in that movie and start turning the world around backwards.
Uh-huh.
So I just didn't hear Buzz say that someone said, sex doesn't sell.
The head of Victoria's Secret said that.
Head.
Company revenues are actually up, but store sales are down. So look for changes in the way the stores look, as well as changes for the worse, I'm guessing, in the catalog.
Oh, great.
So Victoria's Secret goes from ultra sexy to a place that sells overpriced underwear.
Well, I think that's a perfect opportunity for another upstart business to take hold of their market share, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if I can get some rental space in the malls and open up crotchless.
O'Mara's Secret.
That's all crotchless.
You're going to get some competition from Fredericks of Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't care. They don't come out. Fredericks of Hollywood. What a nice name. What if you say all crotchless?
Yeah, that spells it out, doesn't it?
Exactly.
I know she doesn't work here any longer, but what about McBride's?
Now you're talking sex.
McBride's all crotchless.
Yeah, yeah. Put another name on it. Fantastic.
McBride's all crotchless corduroys.
I'm there.
Crotchless cords.
The new trend. Maxim magazine's doing some interesting backpedaling after reviewing albums that have not yet been released. Maxim reviewed the new CDs from both NAS and the Black Crowes. The magazine actually rated these albums, even though no one had heard them. Quoting the editor, it's a mistake that won't happen again. There should be no blurry line between a preview and a review.
Again, a bit we used to do on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike review movies we have not seen yet.
Right. I like that. I like doing that.
Based simply on the title and on the trailers that we had seen.
Right.
Well, the magazine has now apologized to its readers and to the Black Crowes.
Apologize.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we told you about Arnold Schwarzenegger complaining the federal government had decimated his National Guard by...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What makes a Nazi?
How does he get that
You're
way?
You're taking the whole army away from me.
Troops, radios, Humvees, tanks, and not replacing any of them. So today...
My greatest disappointment. No, really not my greatest disappointment.
What's your greatest disappointment?
Not being John McCain's running mate. What a tragedy.
Well, today there's another story about Arnold and his American-made M47 tank. He has one of his very own. Was given to him by the given to him as a gift from the Austrian government.
Yeah.
How do you wrap that?
You don't. You put a big bow on it, like a stuffed bow, like you'd get to the stuffed animal. Meet the stuffed animal. You put it on top of the turret. I liked it,
Put it on top of the what?
A turret. The turret on the tank.
Thank you.
Okay, don't you speak English?
No, not very well.
The turret, the thing that spins around.
For the past 7 years, Arnold's tank has been on display at a military museum in Ohio, but now Arnold's asking for it back.
He wants to drive it to work.
Well, you're very close. You're very, very close. He's not asking for it back because it'll help California's National Guard. He wants it back so he can use it to give tank rides to kids.
Arnold. Hey, kids, hi.
You want to go for a ride in the tank, huh?
Not a tumor.
You know why this will be a good ride?
Why?
Because I'm driving the tank with the big turret.
Arnold says
they're Sinbad. Turbo Man.
Turbo Man's a toy all the boys want.
And he's the dad who, like, doesn't get the toy. Yes. And then he says, oh, I'm so angry.
And I want to get in line again. Yeah, the turret.
Ah, the punta.
The ass.
Arnold wants to use the tank rides as an incentive for kids to stay in school and stay off drugs.
That's right. You get straight A's, you get a ride in the tank.
Naked?
Naked with me.
And by the way, a Rolling Stone Keith Richards this week said that's what he would tell kids if he had the chance. Quoting Keith, lay off the dope. Give it up. It ain't really worth it.
Oh, I swear to God, Victoria's Secret, no sex, Keith Richards, no drugs. What's the world coming to?
He says, I know the fascination, but it just ain't worth it.
Oh, God.
Oh, and as Don mentioned earlier, cage fighting is officially coming to primetime network TV on the Tiffany Network, CBS.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's Moonves. Mm-hmm. Moonves.
I like it.
Moonves all over it.
Leslie, it's a girl's name, but it's a man's move.
That's right.
Don't network it down either. You give them the raw stuff.
And I got an idea.
What?
You run mixed martial arts for 2 hours, and you follow it up with NCIS.
Perfect.
Perfect.
The current hero in this sport, by the way, Kimbo Slice, is famous for taking down opponents in less than 30 seconds, which makes for some popular YouTube videos, which I guess is how CBS got around to picking up the show. And finally, there is a reason this new perfume from France is called Secretions Magnifique.
Hello. Oh, my little Malistiki. Hello.
It's because it's made from the aromas of sweat, blood, saliva, and sperm with hints of musk and sandalwood.
It smells like me, darling.
This is lovely. Put this behind your ear and I will chase you.
The company also makes a flavor that includes the smell of cigarette smoke, if you're so inclined.
That's like sucking on my tongue.
But if you really want the authentic original, you have to include one more scent.
What's that?
Bam.
I gotcha.
Bam.
A chef at a Texas steakhouse.
What, Buzz?
A chef at a Texas steakhouse.
What'd you say before that?
While we're on the subject.
Okay. It kind of sounded like high above the beautiful Arlington, Lion King.
I didn't really care if anybody understood that or not.
Okay.
A chef at a Texas steakhouse is facing felony charges after putting some of his facial hair into a picky customer's steak.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And telling a co-worker.
Mike's told me that's one of his secrets to success.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
He put the facial hair in the customer's steak and told a co-worker, and I quote, "These are my pubes."
Oh.
And in Philadelphia, it's all over for a pair of burglars who broke into a South Philly beauty shop. They are suspects in dozens of burglaries over the last year in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. But these aren't just any burglars. No, sir. These two men are twins who also happen to be gay porn stars. Quoting one porn dealer, they are incredibly good looking.
Oh, it's Cousin Ed and his brother Fred.
Yes.
Cousin Ed and Fred.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Wow. Yeah. That was a good newscast.
Yeah, thank you.
Boy, we probably could have taken 4 or 5 more calls there.
Yeah, about 4 or 5. We're going to hit that record.
That's it. We got to go. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed, we were just talking about Ed.
You know who's funny?
Who?
Sarah Silverstein. I think she's great.
Now batting Lou Brock.
See you. KC.
This is the Don and Mike Show.